Joining us this morning to talk about all sorts of things that are happening in the county, as well as to support the county, is the United Way of Greater Lorain County. We have Bailey Kushner joining us. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning.
And also you brought with us, Nicole Belmore-Pierce, who is the Horizon Education Center, is also the director of the Ready, Set, Go Community Collaborative. Is that one of the, Nicole, is this one of the early collaboratives with the United Way? This seems to be, it's been going on for a number of years now, right?
We have been around for a number of years. We were actually in the second round of funding. So one of the medium collaboratives.
Right.
We've been around before
this. This is a race that go to kindergarten or whatever. Now we're at the end of a school year. What kind of things are happening for you at this time of the year?
So learning never stops for our 0 to 5 year olds. One of the things that we started with in the last 6 months, thanks to our AmeriCorps member, is on-track kindergarten playgroups. So those will be going on all summer long. We've partnered with one of our community partners, Elyria Parks and Recreation Department, and we use the South Rec Center to have a weekly playgroup on Wednesday mornings from 10 to 11:30 a.m.
Besides just playing, what are the kids, unbeknownst to them, getting out of this experience?
So what kids don't realize is that while they're playing, they're actually learning. This week, for example, they're going to be making cloud dough as they learn about weather. So there's books, there's snacks, there's always activities, there's time to play in the gym, but there's always a learning component that we're sneaking in there for them.
And it also creates the social part that may not occur if they're, you know, an only child or they're in a neighborhood without other kids. This is an opportunity that also has the growth that's important, right?
Exactly, because there's a lot of kids who aren't in formal preschool settings. We want to make sure that they get that socialization time with other kids.
What are the age of the kids that are involved in the Ready, Set, Go program?
0 to 5. So from birth to the time they enter kindergarten.
That's a lot of curriculum, I would assume.
That's a lot.
And one thing doesn't fit another. How do you blend that all together?
So our AmeriCorps member has done a really amazing job of making sure that she tailors it to the group that's coming to the playgroup that week and really just takes the time to get to know the kids and tweak things a little bit. Because a two-year-old can enjoy cloud dough just as much as a five-year-old, but the five-year-old might do more of the measuring, whereas the two-year-old, we're just happy when they're playing in this, getting the sensory component.
Do you also look for people that may have, or children that may be behind for certain reasons or things, and be able to offer other assistance in that regard too?
Yes. So one of the other things that we do provide is the ages and stages developmental screening. So we can talk with the parents about where the kids are, if they're on track developmentally, if they're not, connecting them to the resources in the community that'll help them get there.
Now, who's able to come take part of this Ready, Set, Go? Where in the county or the whole county? Or how?
Anybody who lives in Elyria.
Oh, okay. And then they sign up through the Parks and Rec Department or through you?
They can sign up through by emailing us at rsginfo@horizonohio.org, or they can give us a call, 440-420-2888.
Okay. Well, Bailey, it's your turn now. There's a lot of things going on for the United Way of Greater Lorain County. We're in springtime, and I know that Leadership of Lorain County for a number of years has done the Spring Day of Caring that you partner with. What's planned for this May 20th date?
Yeah, so this year, yep, it'll be Saturday, May 20th, and it'll be a volunteer project. It'll be a cleanup. There'll be some planting, painting. It'll be outdoors, and it'll be all about the overall beautification of LMHA's Wilkes Villa apartment complex, as well as the Horizon Education Center that's over there and surrounding areas.
Will that be the focal point of your efforts, or will there be others across the county?
That'll be the focal point. We're really focusing on that area and working with our partners within that area for this specific project.
How does one become involved in this? Do they have to be part of Leadership Lorain County, or do they have to be a United Way volunteer? How do you get involved?
Right, yeah. No, they don't have to be a part of Leadership Lorain County or a United Way volunteer already. They don't have to have what normally we do through our Lorain County Volunteer Connection. We have volunteers go through an orientation, but that's not required for this project. So anyone can come be a part of it. Like you said, you don't have to be part of Leadership Lorain County, although we encourage any Leadership Lorain County alum to come out and support, as it was started back in 2012 as a Leadership Lorain County project. through that class.
So when Bruce comes out on that morning, should he bring boots, saws, what should he bring?
Saws.
Well, you could be working out, so you might cut down a tree. I don't know.
Mostly I would wear appropriate footwear.
Right, yes.
Long pants, and then perhaps bring some gloves. And then I say, what do you want me to do? And that's kind of how I would do it, right?
I
pass the test.
That sounds good. And then there's, if you want to sign up, you can go to uwlorainecounty.org/volunteer, and then that'll connect you right to the calendar. And when you go to sign up for the project, there'll be all other types of information and details like that as well.
And that's coming up on Saturday, May 20th, the Spring Day of Caring. Is that the only thing for that you're doing, or do other people in the United Way or whatever pick other projects to do on that day, or is that the specific date?
That's what that doing? One, it's more for, at least for our United Way, okay. It's more specific for that project is what we're really focusing on. But there are various other projects, right, throughout May and into the summer that folks can sign up for as well.
By the way, I forgot, Craig, I would also wear my white Live United t-shirt.
Yes, definitely.
As well.
It's a staple.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure exactly. Maybe I'll have to wear a tie for this, but Craig, I've been taxed? What's the word I'm looking for? I've been asked again to be a part of the Celebrate Lorain County.
Yes.
And that's coming up on June 22nd. Tell us about this event. Last year was the first one.
Right. Yep. So we're bringing it back this year. It's actually a spelling bee fundraiser for Lorain County Volunteer Connection, which, as I was just talking about, is our partnership that we have with Hands On Northeast Ohio to provide managed volunteer projects throughout the county. It's a fun event. We've got different teams coming. It's teams of four, and they compete in different rounds of the spelling bee to become the champion. And then different, individuals in the audience can kind of weigh in and have their fun with the game as well.
Now, I remember from last year, different teams had different names, like special names, creative names, and some of the teams even dressed up, shall we say, creatively. Are you encouraging that again this year?
We are encouraging that. So hopefully we'll get some fun names and some good costumes like we did last year.
So if somebody wants to form a team of four, what do they do once they have four people, maybe in school or at the workplace? What do they do next?
Yeah, so perfect. So the cost for a team of four is $200, and that includes dinner for all four people and a drink ticket for each of them. And they can go on to handsonneo.org/celebrate. And they can go ahead and register there, and there'll be all the information for them. And then once they become a team, they can go ahead and crowdfund to help them get advantages through the game as well.
So people arrive, they have dinner first, and then Bruce will ask them how to spell different words, right?
Right.
While they're sleepy and groggy. And how did it work out last year, Bruce?
The young woman from Kendall at Oberlin kicked everybody down the road with their spelling and their ability to spell.
They won it all.
And a lot of different groups. And it's interesting. You create an interesting dynamic. It's a curse and a blessing to have teams, because then you don't have to have some one person there sweating, thinking, I have no idea how to spell that. The problem with a team, though, is you have to make sure you pick the right guy's word, the person's word, because there's sometimes a conflict as to how to spell certain words. So
it's true. That's how a couple of them went down.
Yeah, they went down last year as well. But Craig, all I do is pronounce the word. There are judges there that have to deal with all of that part of it. But many of this is sort of written and then spoken, as far as how they put the words together as well.
Right.
But Craig, those spellers are, we'll see how well they do. Again, that's a big fun event. And you want organizations from all over the county to be involved. Companies, businesses, just groups of friends or whatever.
Definitely. You can come join us as a team. You can bring, the teams are a great way for employees or just friends to come together and have a fun night. Individuals can buy tickets and come out and cheer on their favorite teams. As I said, they can kind of help them get to different advantages throughout the game. And then also, if anyone's willing to sponsor, we also have sponsorship opportunities.
And this will take place on June 22nd, 6 to 9:30 at the Emerald Event Center in Avon. They're Celebrate Lorain County. another season of that this year. Now, we finished up with all of your tax preparing, but I see you have something about post-tax season appointments. There's still people that are doing this, or what's the...
Right. Yeah, there are some people that have missed the deadline, but it's not too late. We are taking post-season tax appointments every Wednesday at our office. So you can call 211 or 800-275-6106 for more information and to schedule your appointment.
Okay. Well, let's hope you don't have a day like today for that spring day of caring.
Here's hoping.
knock on wood here. Though, according to that John Loftman story, we apparently had snow at one time in 2002 on May 20th. So anything is possible. It's coming up near the frost-free date, according to Charles Benke as well. So at least they'll be able to plan things and get things ready for spring and summer and beautify the area again as well. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, Bailey Kushner with United Way of Greater Lorain County, and also Nicole Billmore-Pierce, the Horizon Education Center, and also the director of Ready, Set, Go. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.